Iran says it is breaking with compliance with the international nuclear deal. It plans to begin enriching uranium to just below weapons grade. And the U.S. is sending an additional 1,000 troops to the Middle East following that announcement and mine attacks on a pair of oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. Here's Jackie Quinn.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the 1,000 new troops are being deployed for defensive purposes to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the Middle East. He says the U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran, but needs to keep military personnel safe and national interests protected. The Pentagon also released new photos to say that Iran was behind alleged attacks on ships, while Tehran says it plans to exceed the limit on uranium stockpiles established under the 2015 nuclear agreement from which the Trump administration has withdrawn. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Outside the federal building in Dallas this morning,
I seen a gentleman coming out of from back of McDonald's shooting at random, and it sounded like he had an assault rifle.
FBI says 22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde was killed in the shootout with officers of the Federal Protective Service stationed at the building. Herman Turner saw the whole thing.
Kind of breaks my heart. You know, these people, you know, just don't care a life. I don't know what this man's motive was.
FBI says Clyde was discharged in 2017 after serving some 19 months in the Army. Toronto police say four people were shot and wounded at a downtown rally today for the NBA champion Raptors. Three people were arrested. Police Chief Mark Saunders says none of the injuries are life-threatening. He adds that others in the massive crowd suffered minor injuries as they tried to run away from the shooting. This is AP Radio News. President Trump's re-election campaign has fired some pollsters after damning internal polling was leaked.
The president says they actually do very little internal polling because he's not a big believer in it. But
my poll numbers are great.
Calling them unbelievably strong.
The strongest I've ever been is exactly today.
And says he's winning in every state they've polled.
We're winning in Texas very big. We're winning in Ohio very big. We're winning in Florida very big.
Those polls that showed him trailing big.
They were fake polls that were released.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man is charged with branding sharks like cattle off the South Carolina coast. News outlets cite South Carolina Natural Resources officers who say the 56-year-old man is charged with illegal tagging of a saltwater fish. That misdemeanor can net a fine of up to $200. Last month, anglers began telling officials they were catching sharks with a symbol burned just below the shark's dorsal fins. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.